So, did you take the day off from work today? Shh, I won't tell. With Prairie Public Music News, I'm Eric Dethridge. Seems like there's always an auction going on when it comes to rock memorabilia, things like guitars and song lyrics. Well, this time, it's a letter, an angry one at that, that John Lennon wrote to his record label and the music industry in general about their rejection of an album that he made with Yoko Ono. Well, it is going under the gavel. It's expected to fetch around $20,000. Two Virgins is the record in question. It's the one with John and Yoko naked on the cover, and the one to avoid controversy was sold by its distributor in a brown paper bag. It even inspired, trivia alert, Sissy Spacek to record a song under the pseudonym Rainbow with no W called John, You Went Too Far This Time. It was mostly noise, and Yoko making most of it, moaning and such. Needless to say, it was panned by fans and critics alike, so this angry letter, which was addressed to a journalist, went off on EMI and accused them and others of sabotaging the album and of censorship. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced presenters for this year's class. David Byrne will induct Radiohead. For The Cure, it's going to be Trent Reznor. Janelle Monáe's got Janet Jackson. Harry Styles will bring on Stevie Nicks. The stylish Simon Le Bon and John Taylor of Dren Dren will induct timelessly cool Roxy Music. The honor of bringing on The Zombies goes to Susanna Hoffs. And Queen's Brian May will induct Def Leppard. The 34th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony takes place in Brooklyn March 29th. It'll be televised on HBO later. Jerry Seinfeld makes a cameo in Vampire Weekend's latest single. It's for the song Sunflower off their new album. You can see Jerry sitting at the counter of one of two famous Ashkenazi Jewish delis in New York, located just blocks away from each other on the Upper West Side, where Vampire Weekend cut their teeth. And even though Ezra Koenig has relocated to LA, his heart is very much still in the Big Apple. And what's more New York than Fab Five Freddy? The rapper makes an appearance in the video, which totally harkens back to Blondie's Rapture, a very New York song and video, if there ever was one. Birthdays today, March 14th, Mr. Soul, Bossa Nova, Q, Quincy Jones, turns 86. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.